Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Crystal Hart and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. Hi Joni, how are you today? Hello Joni, are we there? Hang on a second. Thank you. Hello. Hello and welcome to the UK-US Psychic Tag Team Connect Across the Pond. My name is Caroline Dixon, or Caroline Crystal Hart, and I am the co-host with my good work colleague, Joni Eisinger. Apologies, we seem to have had some technical issues, so I'm just going to call Joni back into the show, so just bear with me a second.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Joni. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. I seem to have lost the show for 5 minutes, so apologies that I've had to dial back in. Anyway, welcome. Again, I'm Caroline Crystal Hart, founder of Crystal Hart Psychics, and I'm with my wonderful co-host, Joni Eisinger of Joni's White Light Healing. So, this is our 8th anniversary show. How about that? So we've done a little
happy
bit of a longer
episode.
Happy anniversary. So we've done a little bit of a longer episode than normal, but obviously depending on the number of calls that we'll get through, we may extend. Okay. So Joni, would you like to tell everyone a little bit about you and where you're from? Well, I'll just give everyone a little bit of a format of the show first. So the way this works, it's a live call-in show. Myself and Joni are both healers and psychic mediums. We both work with our guides. What we do is we offer healing and without judgment, and also then which means we can give you the best outcome for the reading. So anyway, now I'm going to ask Joni, would you like to introduce yourself and tell everyone who you are and where you're from?
Sure. And before I do that, I want to explain to the people who are listening that the 8th year anniversary means that Caroline and I have been doing this Blog Talk Radio show live, and then it becomes a podcast, for 8 years on a monthly basis. So that's about, give or take, 12 times 8 is around how many episodes she and I have done. Every now and then in a year, we might not do one, but I think that's been a while. And that we have had such a blast. I am so grateful for you, Caroline, for manning the controls in the UK while I'm here in the States. Mm-hmm. And just that we have done this, that we talked about it and we manifested this creation, and that it is for our highest good and the highest good of all, because it continues and it is serving. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything more you want to add about the anniversary and our being together?
No, all I would say is, and I will say this, Crystal Hart Psychics is its 10-year anniversary this year. So
Beautiful.
Obviously Crystal Hart Psychics, the way we are is I have lots of telephone psychics online who can speak to you. We do have an American calling number and an American credit card number. So, and that, you know, but again, I've actually been running that for 10 years now. So, yeah. And
beautiful.
I met
beautiful
Joni.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. Happy anniversary. And I actually met Joni because of setting up Crystal Hearts. And obviously Joni contacted me via LinkedIn. We'd never spoken before. We get a lot of people trying to connect with us on LinkedIn. However, in this instance, Joni was like, do you want to meet? And I was like, okay, let's have a chat. We both work very similarly. And we've been firm friends since. And I think that helps with the show, really, because we are friends. I think we have a chemistry where it's not as formal, shall we say. And I think that works.
And it's not competitive. And it's not competitive. And that, I think, is what is key for our teammanship.
It is. And I think we don't compete. We might disagree from time to time, but we kind of, because we've worked together for such a long time now, we respect each other. We respect each other's opinion. We respect each other's gifts. And that innate, that gives us that amazing ability to kind of upset what each other is saying. And we don't always agree. I'm not saying that we disagree too much, because obviously, but our guides will always give a slightly different perspective to offer you the best you can get, in the sense that I will say one thing and my guides will be giving this information, and then Joni may come in and say something slightly different, still around the same subject, but just offering it from a different perspective. And I think it's really great, because you get price of one.
And we are role modeling agreeing to disagree. We are role modeling addressing a similar issue and having different takes on it, and that other people can jump on that and see that it's possible to work as a team, not necessarily see eye to eye, but have different viewpoints and still be friends and get along without ego problems.
Oh, absolutely. So, and not only that as well, Joni, and I hate, I do want to say this. I think, unfortunately, a lot with the psychic world and what I'm seeing in the past couple of years, there's a lot of competitiveness. And there is also a lot of I'm right and you're wrong because my guides have said this. It's guidance. There's no right or wrong. There's several, you know, you can come to me and Joni with a question, and our guides may give you several paths that you can go down. The reason why we offer the healing is because it assists you in having that clear sight of which is the better, the more beneficial path for you to follow. You know, yes, I will sit here and say there's certain things that are meant to be, and we will channel that from time to time. But there's a lot of times in our lives where we're presented with choices. And what mine and Joni's job is to offer you the actual channels that we get to help you make the choice, the right choice for you. I think that's really important to express, isn't it, Joni? Because I think a lot of people sort of think, oh, yes, I'll go to a psychic and they're going to tell me how to fix my life or tell me what's going to happen. And I agree with that, and me and Joni can do that. But I also think, you know, we have to respect the fact that there is free will. You have choices and you have opportunities that will be offered to you. It's not always this one path, is it? Apart from unless you are meant to become psychic and then your guides actually do not take any prisoners, do they, Joni? In the sense of, it's like, no, you're going to become psychic. No, you're actually going to start doing this work. and that, to be honest, is actually like you have no choice in the matter.
That's right. I just said that yesterday. It like people want to have their worlds turned upside down. Okay, let's go for it.
Mm.
Well, I will introduce myself. My name is Joni Isinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I now live in New Jersey. And I was a conventionally trained social worker that did not believe in this. I thought that what Caroline and I do, psychic, medium, healer, animal communicator, paranormal investigator, is all fake. Around 2003, 2004, 2005, I became gifted with abilities, and I started doing hands-on healing, and I was able to see into bodies, medical, intuitive, animal communication, clearing folks, you know, aka exorcism, and spaces. And the list went on, and I moved away from my very strong religiosity to the belief in unity consciousness that we're all one. It was a 180-degree turn in my life that was quite upsetting, actually. I thought that things were okay, and this really turned me upside down, kind of like if you're ever in a riptide at the shore, and then you go upside down, and someone gladly pulls you out. And I began doing this professionally in 2010 after I practiced on folks with the gifts streaming in. I would say that I was fast-tracked, as many people are later in life at this point in Earth's ascension. And I have done radio shows and I have done television. and I am authored. I have done restaurant galleries and expos and festivals. I do this privately. I love what I do. I show up. I believe Caroline also would say she just shows up. We show up to be vessels, bridges. I believe that we're all hardwired the same way. There's no difference between you and me, and that some of us have a thinner veil to the other side. And that's pretty much it. I'll also say, Caroline and I always say privately and for this show, this is for entertainment purposes only. Please see your medical, legal, financial, and mental health care professional doing this for entertainment purposes. Caroline, please take it away and share who you are and how people can know you better.
Okay. Well, as said earlier, my name is Caroline Crystal Hart. I'm founder of Crystal Hart Psychics. So again, I'm just going to talk about how I discovered. So I was 35. I'm a little bit older than that now. When I first discovered that I had abilities, and it wasn't, how do I put it? I was similar to Dhoni. I'm in a career that's very logical and mathematical, shall we say. I started to have feelings. It was to do with when my old horse got sick. I didn't know what it was. My hands would get hot, and I thought, okay, so I'm just going to sort of put my hands on him, and hopefully that'll make him feel better. At that point in time, I had no clue what this was. And therefore, because of that, I kind of hid it, did my own thing for a bit until I was asked to face up to it. It was due down to a divorce, sadly. But on saying that, you get moved along for different reasons. So at that point, I'd been with my ex-husband 18 years. Unfortunately, there was infidelity involved there. But I kind of knew. I knew on a gut feeling level 2 years before. And actually, even though it hurt when it sort of all came out, it was also a relief because I kind of knew. But then you think that you're going mad because you're being told the opposite. So, yeah. And then obviously because of that, I started to go and have healing sessions from a friend of a friend that I was referred to. And they at the time said, did you know you've got healing abilities? And I was like, don't be so silly. I don't believe in this at all. But because of my logical brain, I then sort of thought to myself, okay, so let's learn as much as I can. So I actually then embarked on a spiritual practitioner course. I did my life coaching, my hypnotherapy. I also am a Reiki Sekhen master teacher. I'm also now an NLP master practitioner, which is neuro-linguistic programming. I've also studied kinesiology, dowsing, everything, you name it. And I actually started doing psychic readings over the telephone 16 years ago, working for different companies. As I say, I'm a psychic medium. I work with my guides. I get pictures in my head in symbolization form, get messages from departed loved ones as well. I started doing readings over the phone for several different companies over the years, and then 10 years ago, Crystal Hart Psychics was born. And then, as I say, through Crystal, setting up Crystal Hearts, I met Dhoni. We were in touch. I was doing another show at that time. And I actually said to Dhoni, hey, do you want to come and join me? And at the time, we didn't realize how we worked together. But it was surprising, shall we say. So we left it about a year. I think I had to work out how to use Blog Talk Radio. And then we decided that we would set up this show. So it's very special in what we've done. I think we've enjoyed, you know, and will continue to enjoy doing the show together. Yeah, and I just think as well, and something I have noticed recently, and I know Joni's definitely noticed, is we are in a very changing world right now. We're in a massive transition where we have a lot. There is like a split almost. And I don't often talk about it because this is where me and Joni sometimes do have to agree to disagree, because Joni knows that I won't go as deep as possibly Joni is. However, I do think we're in a massive transitional phase at the moment, where we're being told, wake up, listen to your intuition. There's things that are happening in the world that aren't right. We know they're not right, but we perhaps want to keep our head down and carry on with what we're doing. And yes, we have to focus on our earthly duties. You know, we have to go to work to earn a living, to pay the bills, to do all that. But I'm saying that we're being asked to wake up to what's happening in the world. And at the moment, there's a lot of, as we say, mainstream media, I think the word comes to mind. So, yeah, and it's about listening to our intuition and understand what's really going on. It doesn't mean go massively down the rabbit hole. It just means to be very aware of what's happening around you, because I think we are in a very transitional phase where we're being asked to evolve on the earth. So that's my thing. Joni, you may want to add some more to that.
Oh, you said it very well. I agree.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm
saying that, I think we've probably got some quite anxious listeners that want to actually talk to us so we can help and assist them. So I am going to go back. I'm going to go with our first caller of the night, which is 436. I say the night just to let you know, I am in the UK. And Joan is in the States, so obviously that's why we're across the pond. But I'm going to go to our first caller today, which is 436. Hi, who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, lady. You are speaking to Patricia.
And, hi, Patricia.
I live in Alabama. Hi. It's been, a few months, so I needed to check in with you, ladies. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling to ask you to see what do you see, again, on when I will receive the funds to my damaged home that I have been going back and forth with my homeowner's insurance about, so I could repair my home. And also, please, ladies, if we have time, would you look and see what you see in regards to my sister and I getting guardianship over our 75-year-old uncle who has been removed out of his home due to exploitation, mental, financial abuse, to these third-party people who are trying to just remove him altogether from a family that he has had in his life, all of his life, since he received injury in World War II. He's always had family members to take care of him. So we are going before the courts in the state of Alabama, judge, guardianship judge tomorrow, seeking guardianship, and they are trying to stop us from doing that.
Do you mind if I take this first, Joni? Is that okay?
No,
it's not often I ask, but this time I've got quite a lot of stuff. As we're talking. So, okay, right, I want to go with your, is it your father-in-law? Is it, it's grandfather, father, did you say? Sorry.
He
when you're asking
my
about,
uncle.
Yeah.
He is my father's brother, late father.
Okay. It's all right, because I do have your father in spirit with me, because this is why I was getting confused about the energy. Okay. He's with you on this. And the messages I was getting is really strong. It's like someone's banging this is your father speaking. It's like, it's almost like he was banging the table going, this is all about power and greed. And for some reason, I have to ask, is this uncle got quite a lot of, is he quite wealthy or has been quite wealthy? Because I feel there's a lot of funds to back him up. And if they do this and actually, and has he got children that are really nasty? It's kind of like I feel there's a son that is not wanting, he kind of wants him shoved in a home and the money for me, thank you very much. Does that make sense?
He has no children, or he's never had any children, or he's never married, because this injury happened to him when he was maybe right at teen or early 20s when he went off into the service in World War II. So he, there was a explosion that leaked chemicals. And so when he came out of it, he was mentally incapacitated at 7 years.
And he will continue to be. Yeah. I mean, there's a level of, yes, he will need third party care, but I still feel you need to maintain the guardianship for sure. As you say, this is all about financial abuse to elderly. And it also feels very sort of, because I don't know whether he's been paid for by the military service. Have you ever received compensation for that?
You said have he? Yes, he is. My father had to petition the courts and do all of this stuff back here so many years ago to get him compensated for over 30 years because they did not compensate him for his injuries. And
That's kind of how I felt mental. There was a fight. And this is why your father's like, you know, how do I put it? And I want to stress this. I am being, he's telling me, I am a gentle soul, but this is, it's making him quite angry because he put a lot of work into his brother to make sure everything was good. So this is just exploitation to its, well, it's just, it leaves me with no words. It's almost feels orchestrated, shall we say. But I also feel, and the one thing I want to ask is, have you ever had cameras in the home where he is?
We did have cameras in the home before he was removed out of the home, in which he was removed immediately out of his home, the first home he purchased in his life in 2020. Mm-hmm. But he was removed immediately back here in February due to exploitation, due to other parties living in the home, smoking marijuana, just doing a number of things while he was there. And so we did get him removed, but the people who removed him that we thought had our best interest as well as his are the main people we are fighting that are trying to take him away from us deliberately, just knocked us off our feet.
It feels, the thing is, he does need to be, I'm sitting here and this is what I'm actually picking up, he does need to be in a home because he needs to be taken care of. However, he also has the right to have carers come to his home, the one that he purchased. I am being told he should never have been removed out of the home he was in. And company has seen the cash flow and decided that it's a little bit like, I feel like they're trying to fight for power of attorney. I don't know whether whether you have that term of state in the States, but obviously in the UK, what that means is, someone else has control over your finances if you are incapacitated, should we say. And it feels like this third party is trying to get hold of the finances. I think that you've got a very strong case to support you. Your father's fully with you. He wants him home in his place, having carers. Or in a home that you choose. And I think the biggest argument here is your choice, in the sense that as a family and his sole family, you should have the final say on where he is and where he ends up. It should not be down to a third party to decide where he should be. Well, that's they're saying it's a very strong case. I'm being told you'll get your wish. Your dad's with you all the way. Okay, so he sort of, yeah, he's really angry about this. So, and I just looked up your last call, I think, in April. So you've had a good few months. So I just want to touch on your appraisal with your finances. I feel that with your house, there's still a lot of repair work to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But strangely enough, and I very rarely write things down. I actually wrote on this, September you'll be paid out. So I've got to ask the question.
Right.
Did we predict correctly?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, because I actually wrote that down, September paid out. So
yeah.
I'm going to ask the question.
Oh,
I feel that you're on the edge of the precipice about for it to happen. Does that make sense?
Could you please repeat that again, please?
Right. I feel that you're standing there and it's about to finalize.
Yes, it is. I'm just waiting on the payout. You know, the homeowner's insurance have held an excessive amount of depreciation, so they are holding that check. And the attorney needs to mail the check to the mortgage company so they could do disbursement.
Yeah,
to my
contract. Because that's where the delay is, but the pay rates happen. So, yeah, so were we right when we said the payout had happened in September?
Long time coming, Jesus. Long time coming.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I feel the checks, like you said, it's not far. You know, you are a couple of weeks away, literally. But I'm going to pass you to Joni now because I don't want to hog this whole conversation. And I feel that, you know, I'm being told to stay strong, to tell you to keep strong in your beliefs and how you feel. Okay. So, but I also feel the check's on its way. So, yeah. So I'm going to hand you to Joni now, if that's okay.
Thank you. Yes.
I feel like Caroline covered so much regarding the first issue. So I don't really have anything more to add unless you have any specific questions about that.
Since when do you actually see our uncle going back in his home? He so much wants to go back in the home. He loved his home, and when we told him a month ago that the squatters had moved out and he would be back in his home soon, he was so elated. He was like, really? Thank you so much. He was thanking us.
Well, this is one of those,
get these people out.
Yes, it's like one of those heavy hitter questions. I am not sure whether they are going to share the when. It feels like a while. It feels like this is a battle, and that I'm wondering whether his mental health is at stake here. Is he depressed?
He's probably depressed. He's a lot of different things. He was afraid. He's a lot.
He's
this has never happened where he's been removed from us.
Right, and I feel that there's a lot of stuff with his physical and mental health, and that they gave me next July. That's what they gave me. But it's almost like I started saying at the beginning, don't go by that because it's one of those heavy hitter questions where they might not want the psychic to say. This might be for you personally to go on that journey to learn yourself and the family to learn.
Okay.
But I don't feel that he's forsaken. First of all, we're not. None of us are. So I feel that you're going to see as time goes on that despite it looking really crummy, that he gets care that he needs. There's something about his being protected, they say. And that I don't know how he feels, but I feel it's his body, it's emotional and physical, and that in order for him to return, things have to be set up, like the ducks have to be in a row. Down the road, I think he returns. But in between with this crap that you're going through, and like Caroline had said, you keep persevering. All of you keep doing your due diligence. You will see that there are some remarkable things that happen, and you'll probably go, wow, that's really good he didn't go back then. That, oh, wow, that's really good he wasn't in there then. So look for those signs, and you'll understand, they say. You will see, you will understand why this plays out the way it does. And regarding the insurance payout, this is where Caroline and I get very different. And this is not that often. It's okay. I got next June. So I'm getting that this is ridiculo. This is absolutely ridiculous, and that it's shenanigans. And they're trying to hold on, and there's a big stall. So, again, what Caroline said, I agree with. Don't stop. Keep on your mission with both situations. Do not take your eyes off. Keep the focus. Keep the energy. Press on. And you pray and watch the miracles happen. I don't know if they are not wanting me to be the one to deliver times, and that they're different than what Caroline had shared. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Because maybe what they're saying is pull back on the energy around the when and focus more on what's in your control, which is making phone calls, following up, meeting with people, etc., and pray. Let go and let God, and ask for Jesus to take the wheel.
Thank you.
That is what I get. You're welcome. They're both deep. They are deep.
Yes.
Their mind and heart deep. They're intense. Tests of faith. Tests of courage. We are all not forsaken. There's a reason for everything, too. I send blessings. You're welcome. Bless you all. And I'm glad you called.
Thank you. I'm so happy I called. Blessings to you both. I love you, ladies, and I look forward to giving you an update.
Thank you very much, and please do. And good luck with everything. And we will keep our fingers crossed and toes crossed for you. But good luck with your uncle.
You take care.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You as well.
Bye.
Right, okay, we're going to our next caller, which is 312. Coming to you now. Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, it's Dion. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Dion. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Thank you.
How can we help?
Okay, well, I finally made my relocation, and my finances are a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to figure out how I'm going to crawl out of the hole of that. I was just looking for some guidance on that.
And also, where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm in North Carolina.
Got you. So how long have your finances been crummy?
Like 3 months.
Okay. And you'd like to know about them being rectified, when you'll see an upswing, leveling an upswing?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go in. This is energetic. And when you know 100% that this is temporary, then it shifts. The worry and the fear seems to keep it a little bit cringy, a little bit. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I can get one right now.
Okay. So while you're doing that, because they're working on you for healing, I'm going to go in and see where this comes from, because there's something karmic about this. So I'm going to go in. I think you were in India in a lifetime, and you were at a rail station, and the train didn't come. And you missed a flight, an airplane flight. And you didn't have the money to make a phone call to get you where you needed to go so you could take off. And you missed something that was very important. I think it was either Nova Scotia. I think it could have been Nova Scotia or Canada. Is Halifax, Nova Scotia?
Is what?
Halifax? Caroline,
I don't
know
what that means.
Halifax is, I think, a city. H-A-L-I-F-A-X. H-A-L-I-F-A-X, I think, is Nova Scotia. So either of you, while I'm channeling. So you were so, on the one hand, you thought it was unbelievably, crazily horrible, but on the other hand, you laughed. You thought, wait a minute, this is possibly disastrous, but you can't make this up. So you go back home and you lose some important deal or something. Let's see what you were working on in that lifetime.
Connection. It is in Nova Scotia.
It's in Nova Scotia. Yeah, it's Massachusetts, but as soon as I put in Halifax, Nova Scotia, it does say weather. So, yeah, it's Halifax is in Nova Scotia.
Thank you. Thank you. Very good. Thank you for that. So you were working on connections going from point A to point B. And in order to go from point A to point B, there are certain things that you need. Well, in that case, to go from India to Halifax, Nova Scotia, you needed money and in order to like maybe take a taxi or something to the airport rather than the train. And so this has to do with having the tools in order to make things happen, to go from A to B. That's what it seems you might be working on here too, having the necessary ingredients to make the recipe work. You go to your passing in that lifetime. Let's see what negative karma you incur to self, what you said to yourself. Boy, I'm dumb and I'm very happy. So it's very interesting. This is really cool, the way that you are as a soul. When things happen that are not so great, you do find a silver lining, and that is to your advantage. So you couch things with, well, I don't know, let's just say you said, I'm not so bright, but I love myself. So that's really, really fabulous. But you still gave yourself a little zingo. Let's see what you say, what karma you incur to others. Blaming the conductor for not getting the schedule right. Shall we get rid of negative karma over there and anywhere where your higher self is ready to give up the unforgiveness that affects your finances here? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Here we go. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, the negative karma incurred in India and any others that would lead you here to have wonky finances. We ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. You're happy as a lark. Do you like either clam chowder or some type like gumbo or steamed clams or fish soup?
I do.
That is very curative for you. That's very, very curative. Just to know, very healing. It conjures up different lifetimes where you would make those types of fishy, seafoody broth stews and soups. And they brought you to very beautiful level. Next step, forgive everyone and everything. you're jumping around, you're picking out the different lifetimes, and you're like, I forgive you, and you, and you, and you. You're really, there's a lot. They say you were in a conundrum, meaning you were in a situation kind of like stuck. So I'm seeing that's being released. That negative karma where you were ready to release it is lifted. These are the two extras. You say inside, please all of you forgive me. I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. I believe we're all part of the oneness. You'll sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It helps flush negative energies through the physical body. Now I want to see how the forgiveness work affects you here in this life moving forward, specifically regarding your finances. Takes time. Have you found, I just have to channel it. Have you found that you're a little bit forgetful with a purse or a wallet or taking money with you?
Yep. Yeah.
So what you can do is, do you have a kitchen counter or a night table or a place by a door with a little table?
Yeah.
You can put a wallet. You can put a purse, a pocketbook. You can put a note on the door saying, don't leave home without it. You are allowed to bring it with you. You are allowed to carry it with you. It doesn't mean you're going to spend it. It's no longer an enemy. The purse, the wallet, the pocketbook, the billfold, the money clip, all those were symbolic of things of loss for you. You are now doing deep, wonderful work as a result of the release. There's a lot going on now. I feel that you used to gamble in different lifetimes, and I don't think that taking a risk and debt and that crap of loss is showing up now. You can hold the money. It is yours. It is divine. It isn't going anywhere. And they say, wear something very nice. One day you're going to meet someone and something is going to happen. So you're going to be dressed up kind of nice. And someone sees you and you get to talking and something unfolds. And they're not going to go any further. But I feel comfortable down the road. Things lift. You keep thinking positively. And all is well. And I'm going to pass you on to Caroline.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi. How are you, Dion? Well, I feel, and I'm picking this up right now, I want to focus more on the financial aspects because I know you've been like, oh, my God, what am I going to do next? Yeah. I am going to say well done on the move because that was a really big deal for you, wasn't it? But I also feel the finances have got to where they've got to because you've had – obviously, the expense of moving, getting your stuff together, sorting all that out. And I actually do want to say, and apologies, I'm going to say this in apologies in advance, and it said with love and no judgment, is my guys have said, your head's a wreck. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's like you're tired because you've kind of, you've gone through this whole move thinking, wow, I've done it. It's amazing. It's wonderful. And then because of the spending to get the place as you want it and things like that, your finance, your head's got into a mess and so have your finances, okay? So I'm going to do some healing with you because I think what's going on right now, and this is what they're saying to me, is I feel you're a little overwhelmed with everything and because of that you can't think straight. So you're looking at everything going, I haven't got it, I haven't got it. And they're saying that actually if you just sat down for like half an hour and sorted your head out, you might find your finances will improve significantly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I'm going to say this because I've been going through something similar lately. It's kind of a feeling of being overwhelmed. All these bills coming in and you're thinking, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I haven't got the money. And actually, I'm being told it's fine. You just haven't looked everywhere, yes. Okay? So we're going to do some healing. It's going to benefit me as well as you because I've been doing something quite similar lately. And then I feel that you might start to settle and think, okay, I'm fine. Okay. Now, the one thing that I have to ask is, obviously, you've moved. Yes, the finances are tight. Is it also because you are looking for another career or position so you can earn money, or have you transferred? Because
yes.
That's, yeah. So are you looking, or have you transferred?
I'm still manifesting the new job promotion.
Yeah. So this is kind of similar. As I say, me and you are going through quite similar things at the moment. So, okay, I'm going to initiate an offer of healing because I think, you know. So we say inside. So are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Okay. Just close your eyes. Take a deep breath into the nose. And out to the mouth. Say inside, I forgive myself. Okay. And you're forgiving yourself for everything you've just put yourself through. So you're saying, and then say inside, I love myself. Now, I don't know whether you felt, as you've said that, you felt a little bit of release coming out of your heart chakra. And just breathe that out. There you go. Thank you very much. That's a good little bit of clearing there. Sometimes it feels like feathers coming up your throat when you're clearing energy. Okay. So this is what they want me to say. This is what I'm channeling. I remove all latent energy from past lives, from the present, from galaxies. Relating to transitioning into a full grown being. Okay. Now what they're showing me is a picture of a butterfly flapping its wings. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, this is about you sitting back, breathe, okay, accepting the transition, being centered and balanced, just feel the energy coming up, and I'm just being shown from your base chakra, which is obviously in between your legs. Just visualize all that energy coming up through your spine. Okay. Feeling that release and that trust. Would you look at that? Wow. Now they're asking me to ask you. And this is about you trusting yourself. Do you think you'll get another job soon? I'm sorry, this is spirit played truth. But now we've just done that healing. Yes, now we've just done that healing. How are you feeling?
and the butterfly is significant on this project I'm working on. I was interviewed twice by a new company, but no offer yet. And so I know, like, with the job offer, I could just wipe my financial debt out of the way. And so it's just been staying confident that that's really going to happen for me.
Okay. So now we've done that little bit of healing and clearing. How are you feeling about it now?
I feel like the new job is coming. The new position
Good.
Is coming.
Good.
Like, I even think it could be like tomorrow.
Yeah. Good. So we've just brought your manifestation abilities quicker. And I actually got a picture of you as well, standing with money raining down, and you've got your hands out. The one thing I'm going to say, the universe always sometimes leaves you hanging right to the very end, where you're kind of at your wit's end with your head in your hands. So then it's like, oh, here you are. What are you worried about? So I'm kind of feeling that this is what I'm saying. It's like, I do feel that now you've gone through, and what they've done as well, done this, they've given you grounding, okay? So this is allowing you to move forward, because I feel that you've gone through this whole process of you've moved. You've gone through the lovely excitement of moving, going, oh, this is amazing. It's wonderful. I've moved. I've finally got it together. I'm doing what I really want to do. Then as things have got tighter financially and a little bit of, oh, have I done the right thing? Is it the right place to be? What have I done? You know, and you've gone into self-questioning and self-doubt, okay? So now the whole butterfly thing is about you coming towards the end of that transition. And I feel within the next 2 weeks, there will be some news where you will feel, yes, this was the right decision. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
So I feel that, you know, there's been a lot of anxiety involved with this, and that's why I got this whole feeling of you were feeling overwhelmed. In the sense, it's like there's been so much to contend with. And it's like, okay, we just need to get your energy back into grounded a little bit. And then you can move forward.
Wonderful.
I'm really pleased with that. That's the first time I've channeled something like that. So, you know, it's quite amusing when spirit come up with things like this. But yes, I think you, the words I'm getting is, and I've got tingles as I'm saying that, you did interview well. It was against you and somebody else or another. They've kind of had to deliberate about it a little bit longer than they intended. So, because it's like, do they go with the younger, less experienced person or do they go with the older, more experienced person? But I feel that they really like you, okay? So I think you'll be fine. And the other thing that they are saying to me is, yes, I do feel you have spent quite a lot of money on just getting yourself settled in your flat and everything or your property that you're living in. And it's like you really need to look at your finance. They're actually saying to me, you need to look at your finances because you can save money if you wanted to. Sorry. But yeah. So you'll be fine. But I feel that the job's on its way, so it's not an issue. I just feel we need to get your energy into a more grounded place.
I love that. Thank you so much to both of you.
No worries.
You are welcome.
Okay. You are welcome.
Enjoy.
It's wonderful to take your call. Yes. Okie dokie. Right, you take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. We are going on to our next caller, which is 668. Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking to and where are you from?
My name is Barbara. And
hi,
I'm
Barbara.
Calling from Illinois. And I have been ill, and a lot of things have kind of backed up that, you know, to do with that need to get done. And in the time of illness that I've had, I've come to recognize scapegoating. And so I've kind of cut off people, which I don't feel, how can I say this? I think it was necessary in order mm-hmm. for me to go forward and try to heal with all the things that I have. So I want to know what spirit, and my spirit is so close, and it's like I'm on the brink of something. I don't know what it is, but I can just feel like it's almost one toe right there. And I want to know what guidance I can have to get organized, health-wise, and even in relationships. What does spirit have to offer?
Right, okay. So it's my turn, isn't it, Joni? Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
I thought so. Yes. Okay. So, okay. Well, welcome to our show. I don't think we've spoke to you before, have we, Barbara? So, yes, welcome. Right, okay. I'm picking up a few things here. The one thing that they said is, you know, like while you've been ill and contemplating, have you actually done a bit of meditating? Because I kind of feel that they've... The way they're showing it me is, and this is about coming out of your illness more than anything, and this is the guidance that I'm actually getting, is they want you to kind of meditate and focus on self-healing to just get your body to full strength. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I kind of feel the way they're showing me is like Do you know if you see someone in a hypnotic trance, but they're like levitating, yeah? This is kind of where they want you to go. It's almost like they want you to get into that place and really focus on your healing. Now, there's two reasons for this, okay? So the one reason is obviously about your health, your own personal health and wellness. But the other thing is about your spiritual path as well. So what spirit are guiding me to say, and I don't often have to say this, I don't often have this said to me, is it feels like they want you to learn from your experience to assist others in self-healing. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
Because I feel that the illness you've had is really being quite serious. And it's something where, how do I put it? It almost feels like to be cured from it is something like, if you know, if someone goes away and says, hey, I cured myself from cancer, you know, it feels like that. Does that make sense to you?
Spot on.
And you should be shouting at the rooftops on that. Because this is something,
really?
This is the this is the message that you have to give. Because obviously the thing for me, and okay, I will say it's all about free will. This is for entertainment purposes only. I'm not a doctor and all the rest of it. But the other side of this is, and again, I do healing. I've treated patients with that severity. And I know what I see. But I think when you have said, I've cured myself from this, it's very powerful and it's very hopeful and very inspiring to others as well. And it's that sort of, well, you can do it like this. And I feel that this is kind of where you're being shown a pathway. It feels like it hasn't fully opened up yet because I don't necessarily feel you've fully took on board what you've been getting from a spiritual point of view. But I feel it's like they're saying one step at a time. You're like, I'm not quite ready yet because I'm not fully well. But my guides are going, okay, you're not fully well, but let's kind of get you to that place where you are, because then you not need to start shouting about your success. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and the other thing that they're showing me, because I've just, as I've been talking, I'm sitting in my living room, I've just focused on a bunch of flowers. Do you grow flowers? Are you a gardener or something like that? Or you have an interest in drawing flowers?
I have a lot of flowers around me that I've put up in my garden, yes.
I thought so, because they're showing this. They just want to confirm and show that significance of the flowers to you. Because it's through, and also the other thing they're saying to me, and I don't know where this is coming from, but you tell me if what I'm getting is right. I feel it's like healing through, I don't know whether it's art, so whether it's you growing flowers or you drawing flowers, but it's kind of getting people into that zone of where they are fully accepting themselves as they are. They can actually release all of the negativity that's within inside of them, which enables themselves to heal. And I feel that you've got that gift within you to facilitate that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I talk to them, and I give love and positive energy to them and gratitude.
I'm sending you a spiritual hug
The abundance of the energy back to me. Yeah.
So you have fully learned the power of love. I want to give you a big spiritual hug. There is a lot of rainbows around you. And, it's like I just, honestly, I'm going tingly all over as I'm reading for you, because I have to say this to you. I have not met, you are a beautiful soul, really, truly are. And I want you to keep up the good work. So I'm not going to hog this call anymore because I'm going to cry, I think. So I'm going to hand you
over
to
Jody. Yeah, but I have one other question. I have one other question. Even though the illness is physically present, you can look and see, I should just keep dismissing that and envision wholeness, correct?
I wouldn't dismiss. This is where I'm getting.
Okay.
This is where the meditation comes in, and I'm gonna. And obviously, then I'm gonna finish this and send you to Joni because obviously,
yes.
You know, I don't want to hog everything.
No.
This whole meditation in stasis is whether you design a meditation, but the words they are getting to me is that you need to be into this meditation. You own what your condition, let's not call it, again, I want to say the word dis-ease, because obviously disease. Understand the emotions that are channeling through it, but actually sending it love and releasing all the negative emotions that have gone to the place that have not helped that situation in the future, in the past, okay? You've done a very good job so far, okay? But they're asking me to tell you to go one step further, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to pass you on to Joni at that juncture because I think that's very much the right juncture to pass you over to Joni on.
Thank you.
So thank you, Caroline. That was just beautiful. I would like to know, would you like for me to go in and see why you have this illness and see if there's any karma and see whether we can release any negative karma around it?
Sure. I would like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And when was it first apparent or diagnosed?
About 6 months ago.
Okay.
Actually, 6 months to the day. 6 months to the day.
Okay.
Today.
is a reason for everything. I'm going to go in and see. And mind you, like Caroline has said, and we've said, please see your medical professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. We do not aim to cure or heal. Okay, I'm going in. There was a lifetime where you were not well. You had mental impairment, I think. Your brain, you were born with some type of a brain issue. It was in utero that it happened. And you were playing, you were about 5 years old and you fell. And you developed a bleed. I guess we'll call it a cerebral hemorrhage, but then there were more issues, nor it became neurological. And your speech was affected. Your hands became numb. I think you had neuropathy. And that you had swallowing issues and esophageal issues. And then your arms didn't work well. And ultimately you passed around maybe around age 14. You have a glass of water by you?
I do.
Hang
okay.
on you. Let's see what you're working on in that lifetime. You are a very curious soul. So you chose
True.
A lifetime. Yeah, and there you go. You're very curious. So you pre-birth planned to have it be really almost like with disaster, but also with magic. So despite things being rough and tumble, you can get out of a lot of things shiny and clean. So you wanted to do that. I'm going to go deep and like a deep dive into what the heck is going on. Stir around in it, be in the muck, and then work your way up and out. Now, mind you, even though you passed at 15 doesn't mean that's a fail in spiritual land, because what you set out to accomplish in that lifetime is what you achieved. You were so curious in your belly. You so wanted to know what all of that deep dive horror was about. You did that. And then you came up with all of these fantastic conclusions about people and you and such. You go to your passing angry with regret, and you blame other people, and they put pressure on you, so you blame them for the pressure they put on you. You also had divided loyalties, and that got you quite confused. Shall we work on eliminating negative karma here and anywhere where you're ready to give it up?
Absolutely.
Here we go. Across time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations, any negative karma there or anywhere that would have you here, be healed. Working your way up and out. We ball them all up, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Wow. Oh, there's like a cleanup in aisle 7.
Woo,
big. Whoa. And do you like mint, peppermint oil?
Yep.
Yeah, I feel that mint will assist you. I feel that growing mint tea, smelling mint oil, mint gum, mint toothpaste, not overload, but every now and then, mint is a friend. Next step, forgive everyone and everything.
Yep.
Oh, very good. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. That gives them a chance that they want to forgive you. It's on them, not you. Thank God for these life lessons. Sip water between now and when you go to sleep. It helps flush negative energies through the physical body. I'd like to see how all the cosmic woo-woo, a.k.a. forgiveness work, affects you here in this life moving forward. Takes time. You keep seeing the miracles, creating the miracles, watching the miracles, and as Caroline had said, it's about sharing it from the rooftop. Talk about it. Talk about the miracles. They're everywhere. I see your feet planted on the ground. I see you as a Native American warrior with the bow and arrow. Your eyes are very fixed on the target. See that this hell, if you want to look at it that way, which I don't see you perceive it that way, but there's like the hell is behind you. I don't see you facing it. I see your back is to that. We'll call it the illness. And you have your eye as a sharpshooter on what you want, which is alive, well, healthy, happy. You are the Native American sharpshooter with your bow and arrow. You keep it simple. You can take a shard. You can carve it into that point, that arrowhead, and make your mark. You do it well, and that's what they share with you.
Wow.
May you heal.
Thank you. That's amazing. You know, someone said to me, I said, I'm going to have a miracle and I'm going to be healed. And they said, you've got to stop this magical thinking.
Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You've heard it from both of us.
Yes. And, yes, that's exactly. And you know what? That's exactly what my response was internally.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought it necessary to cut off ties. Now, people said, the same person said, well, we can, you know, I'm concerned, you know, we can support you. No.
Yeah.
I need to save every ounce of energy.
There are different paths. People have their own truth. There are certain models that don't work with other models. I was told if I didn't do a certain test, I'd die. And I'm here. So Yeah.
You go with your gut and you just, just do what you need to do. We support you.
Oh, I'm so
You believe
grateful.
In what you need
I
believe. Yeah.
Yeah. I will, let me tell you. I will, but it won't be, I created the miracle. The Almighty created the miracle. And they're
absolutely
possible, and they happen. I don't want to take credit because it's not, no, at all.
It's
the divine.
It's a we. We're all one. It's a collective job.
Right.
So
right.
Your higher
right.
self puts wish. You go, I want to live. I want the miracle. Please and thank you. And then there's a resounding call that reaches us all because we're all one and we all hear it. And we are of love and we love this stuff. So you call in. There are listeners that are praying. You've now put out the call. So even in this, Caroline shares, shouted from the mountaintops, you just did. So any person that listens to this and in the replay, because this becomes a podcast, you're getting a lot of love shined on, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Please
absolutely.
Let us know. Follow the show and let us know. Keep us in the loop.
I will
absolutely.
Keep you in the loop. And you can't give up faith, and you can never, ever, ever give up hope. Because
no.
if you don't have hope, you're a cooked goose.
Yes.
And the thing is, again, but remember to do your meditations. So, yes. But I'm saying
yeah, I don't know why.
Love.
I have a resistance towards the meditation, and I don't know
and
why.
That, yeah, but that's why Spirit is telling you off about it. Because they want you to do this work. Okay,
yep.
So it's about
got
relaxation,
it.
Yeah, and also the other thing, remember, meditations, a lot of people go, but I don't like it because they fall asleep. If you fall asleep, that's great because that's your body going into healing and recovery, okay?
Thank you.
You take care now, Barbara. Okay.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
I'll keep you
moving.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Right, okay, so what I will say is obviously this is our 8th anniversary show, and me and Joni had a little bit of a discussion a couple of weeks ago that said we would extend to 2 hours if we got busy, which we have. So I have now extended it to 2 hours, so we've got another 40 minutes left where we can help deal with your calls. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on to our next caller, which is 820. Who are we speaking to and where are you from? Hello? Is that 820? Okay, 820 is not picking up right now, so we'll go on to our next caller, which is 245. And who are we speaking to and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Ray. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Ray. And how can we help today?
Okay, so I think this is my first time calling in and listening. Please correct me if this is the right thing to do, but I was just wondering if you can do a reading for me, if that's possible.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's
did you hear too. Did you hear our introduction at the beginning of the show, or we just need to explain a little bit just so you know what we do?
Yes.
So,
yep.
Okay.
I came on like 10 minutes late.
Okay, so I'll just put it out there what we do. So both myself and Joni are healers, channels, psychic mediums, whatever you want to call us. Okay, we work with our guides.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we do say we limit it to one question, but we do tend to offer a healing as well as readings if it's prescribed, should that make sense. But we are for entertainment purposes only. But obviously, and we do say, so do you have a specific question for us that you want us to look into? Or is it just a general reading?
You know, something specific. Maybe love life. I'm young. I'm in my 30s. You know, I got my career under me. I'm active, and I just don't have anything. And also, can you tell us, if we wanted to get a hold of you, how could we? And the reason why, I'll tell you why I asked that question, is I can generally read people by looking at their faces, and I've been told that I'm a healer myself.
Okay.
But I don't fully grasp it. So how, if somebody has something like that, could they reach out to you? And if so, how?
Absolutely. Well, my Facebook profile is Caroline Crystal Hart. Okay. And Joni's is Joni Eisinger. So that's
E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R, like Eisinger.
Yeah. So you can have a look at our photos right now, but our respective websites are, mine is www.crystalheartpsychics.com and Joni's is joniswhitenighthealing.com. Is that right, Joni? Sorry. I've done it too many times. Yes, it is.
Whitelighthealing.com. Yep. And you could find that on the Joni Eisinger profile, I think.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
If I Googling my name, and if you Google my name, then you'll find my website.
But also, if you want to see the photos of us, our actual show page has a picture of both myself and Joni on it. We're in the center of the heart.
Oh, okay.
So if you look at the blue, if you go to the show page on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see like a banner. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And then you can actually see a picture. There's me and Joni. I'm the blonde one and Joni's the one with brown hair.
Yeah. Okay. I see it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you have it. So that is who you are talking to. I am in the UK and Joni is in the States. Okay. So it's your turn first, isn't it, Joni?
Yeah. So, Ray, are you looking at anyone right now or are you dating? What is your status?
I have no prospects or anything. And I'm outgoing. You know, I take hip-hop classes and stuff, and I'm open.
Yep.
Before I wasn't too much.
Yep.
But it's like, you know, I don't have anything, but I'm very curious and open to it. But I'm not desperate by any means. I have the mentality. I'd rather be single and lonely than just deal with kind of a headache. So I was like, if it comes, fantastic.
Uh-huh.
If not, oh well.
And the other question I would have is, have you ever been in a relationship before?
I've been in situationships, but not necessarily something serious.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay, I'm going in. Yeah. Let's see. Are you working where there are friends that ever go out places?
No, not necessarily. I work in legislation here in California.
Okay. And do you have friends that you go out with in a group?
To be quite honest, a lot of my friends are like married and
yep.
kind of serious
okay.
stuff. So I'm kind of like a
yep.
one-man band sometimes.
Yep, got you. So I'm seeing you. I don't know if this is a meetup. It's social. This is like a mixer. I feel it is very, very natural. It's very natural. It's almost, I feel that it's either work colleagues or I feel like it's the married friends. And I feel like you are at an establishment. Maybe it's a bar, but it's not drinky. It feels quite classy, like more like restaurant. Not that bars aren't classy. I don't want to get negative hype over there for that comment. It's like I see it's like a really nice restaurant with great lighting, sitting around, and people are getting to know each other. Now, is this a singles event? Is this a meetup group? Is this your folks you work with? Is this your married friends or you gather a whole bunch of friends? Is this a birthday gathering and you gather up a whole bunch of people? Is this something that you create as a meetup? I feel that there is something quite social and you're mixing. And they're everywhere. They are everywhere. I feel very comfortable with who these people are. I feel they are quite professional. I feel this could be around a legal group. I do not know whether you are going to be going to a workshop or a function. I do not know whether it would be a good idea to look up some
either boondoggle on, I don't know if you're interested in spiritual or if you're interested in health, if you're interested in sort of Zen, meditation, whatever, sound healing, whether it's a boondoggle getaway where there are workshops or it's a place away spa, and it could be a singles event. I don't know whether this is, again, a professional convention, but again, where there could be breakout groups and there are people that are quote unquote, we're not saying there's a better than or less than, at your level, where you can have intelligent conversations with people who get it. This, are you looking for a woman?
Yes.
There is a woman and she's around. She has certain specs too. She's looking for a certain type of guy and you're around. On the one hand, I feel like she's a mile away. Sometimes I feel it could be 20 miles away. There's someone who's in your vicinity. Are you Northern, Central, or Southern California?
I'm Northern.
Got you. She's around. And also, do you bike?
I don't bike, no.
Do you go up to a gym?
Yes, I go to the gym. Actually, I'm getting ready to go to the gym in about a couple hours. I gym and I take hip-hop choreography.
Yeah. So I see a bike. Now, I don't know if there's a there where people have juices and stuff and little snackies and waters and whatever. You might be loitering around. You could be at the gym. Do you do the gym early also?
No, I do it right after work, about 5 o'clock
okay.
every day.
Whatever it is, you do your thing, and I see there are several women, but one in particular, I'll just do my thing, and then I'll pass you on to Caroline. I'm going to see if they'll give me a timeout. Between November and June, I feel like November, it starts getting pretty yummy. I feel that for now, get yourself in order. I don't know what that means. Just make plans, go back to your business, take a look online, see what's going on. But I feel starting around November, around November, but also I see May. So there's something in November-ish, and it goes around the calendar year. I'm seeing May and possibly June. If it's not May, then June. Do you style your hair a certain way that gets people looking?
I have a short fade cut.
Uh-huh. There's something about your hair, and that gets women looking. There's something about your smile and your hair. And live your life, enjoy. She's there. I feel in a few years you will clearly be with someone, and you might be marrying down the road if you want to. That's if you want
That's
to.
That's my goal. I absolutely love children. I can't wait to have them, but I can't wait at the same time.
Yes, you are not settling. You are very careful, not critical, careful. You are discerning. You have your bar set high, and that's very good. You're very discerning, and I don't see you pushing, and I don't see them pushing. It feels very logical. It seems normal, and she looks at you like, who are you? Who are you? Do you take photography?
I'm not an enthusiast by any means.
Uh-huh. I see a photography class. I don't know what it means, but there might be people. It could be a sightseeing class, sightseeing trip, sightseeing of a neighborhood, and people are taking pictures, and there might be someone there too. So there are all different locations. You just find all the nooks and crannies, go out, have a great time. And I'm going to pass you on to Caroline. And like we've said to others, please let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
we
you
love
very
feedback.
Much.
We love feedback.
You're welcome.
Hi, Roy.
You're
right,
welcome.
Okay. Well, I was getting a few things as Joni was talking, and I always say common sense always prevails. The one thing, and I will perform some healing on you, because I kind of feel that we need to get you a little bit more open. You have been very focused on your career because you've had a plan, and it's like, right, I need to do this, this, and this, and get myself into the position where I feel comfortable to have a relationship, you know? As far as the lady's coming in, I kind of feel she's there because I can actually physically see her. But like I said, I get pictures in symbolization form. A very attractive lady, very thin, quite tall. Dark brown hair. But I also feel for me that it is about... Now, Joni, the one thing that hit with me when Joni was saying classes... Now, I've got to ask the question, do you like cookery?
Eating, but I don't go out cooking.
No,
like,
but
like
do you feel like you want to learn more about cooking?
It's never really been at the top of mind.
Okay,
I mean,
it's just something
to, me, like,
to put out
like
there.
If a cute girl says, hey, you want to take this? A cute girl can't
cookery
say, course, take cooking
yeah.
class. I'd be like, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A girl?
Any cuisine.
Sure.
I'll do any cuisine. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Well, it's just a case of it was like I didn't know whether it's about taking some form of class, you know, whether that be at the gym or something along those lines to get you more into a social situation where there are available females around. Does that make sense? Because right
yeah.
now, and this is what my guides are saying, is your circle is quite closed in the sense of you're with friends with children a lot or just friends that are all coupled up and they're totally
yep.
okay with you being there. But I'm going to say this because Spirit have said it tongue in cheek, and I hope this is a US expression as well, but it feels like you've lost your wingman. What I mean by that is in the UK, if like guys went out into a bar, they'd have like a wingman. So, you know, the other guy
yep.
could sort of help. It feels like you've lost that a little bit. You haven't got the friends to go out with where you could go cruising, so to speak. Sorry.
Yep.
I'm sorry I'm putting it like this, but this is what they're saying to me. Okay. But
yeah,
it's perfectly possible to meet someone at the gym. It's just you, I feel that you kind of, how do I put it? It's like this thing, isn't it? Like girls will say, hey, I want to meet someone. And they don't put themselves in a situation where they're going to meet someone. Okay. In the sense of like, I have a horse. I go to a yard where there's lots of women wandering around that have horses. But they're women. It's not something that you would choose to go to if you were trying to meet someone. Okay, so it's about you kind of reinventing yourself, and they keep showing me a picture of a comedian, to work out what your interests are that you could do where there may be available women hanging around. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And this is a bit, so this is why I think Joni's got a similar message to me, but I'm getting about, and I'm sorry, I'm going to say it again, cookery classes, don't know why, but I have to just go with what I say and give it as I give it you, okay? But it feels like you'll be looking at doing things where you can learn more and grow, but by doing that, you'll also meet available ladies, which is kind of where you want to be. Okay.
Caroline, I interrupt. There's something. I got this. Tell me if you see this also in the same mind's eye.
Yeah.
Possibly touring neighborhood of going to different eateries.
Yeah.
And
testing
out like little samples from the different restaurants. So it's not necessarily cooking class, but it could be one of those tours. Like with the bus,
something,
and
yeah.
to go around to like a food tour of a certain neighborhood or city.
Mm. Similar.
Thank you.
No, that's fine. I think it is about interpretation. So it is about centered around food. So, you know, it's definitely centered around food and eating, and whether it means you going on one of these tours where you're visiting gastro pubs and becoming a bit of a foodie, because I feel that you can be. It's that kind of thing. And I feel that what I'm getting as well is that you actually, for you, it's not just about looks and beauty. It's also about the intelligence of someone. I think for you, if you met someone, they could be really attractive, but if they haven't got any, there's no intellect or there's nothing, sorry, I don't mean to be insulting and I'm probably saying it the wrong way, but if there's nothing between the ears, you would get bored very quickly.
Yep,
so you have to have someone that that jibes with you, you know, in the sense of, someone could be, it's like the people pick the attractive. And I remember using this once, and I had it as a message for myself. It's like, instead of picking the prettiest flower, have a look what's underneath it first, you know, because I think for you, it's about the substance, not necessarily the outside beauty, if that makes any sense. It helps. And yes, you have to have chemistry and be attracted, but you are looking to meet someone that's on your level spiritually, emotionally, and physically as well, you know. But I do feel for you and what they are saying to me, and you probably haven't necessarily felt this before, but I'm getting from my guides that you are quite sensitive yourself. You do feel things. You have gut feelings. And I do feel that when you've met, and what they have said to me, and this is what my guides are saying to me, is that I feel that when you have met someone that you've had a connection with, remember these lovely situational ships that you talk about, you've kind of pushed it away because you felt not ready. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you've gone, I've got a really great feeling about you, but I don't want anything much more than what we're doing right now. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all about to change. I do see, I've got to be honest, and I will say this, if I was working on my own psychic line, I wouldn't be able to predict this. And we're not meant to, because obviously, but I do see children in your future for sure. So it's, and I feel that you have gone through this whole, is it a little bit too late? Have I left it too late? Because you've seen your friends sort of meet. And I think you've started to feel that little bit of insecurity about, am I going to meet the right person? Am I just waiting too long? I'm not desperate. I'm happy to be on my own. You know, we've all gone through that. I will tell you now quite categorically. I mean, I was in a long-term relationship for 18 years. I came out of that. That was a particularly nasty divorce. But then I was actually single for 7 years, and I stood in front of my friend, and this is no word of a lie, and I said, I've had enough. I'm not dating anymore. If I have to be on my own for the rest of my life, I'm quite comfortable with that. And I met my partner a week later, and that was 10 years ago. That says it all, doesn't it? I let go. You probably don't understand the word manifestation, but we can spend our life manifesting, but it's not until we let go that we actually appears. So I think that day I possibly let go of the notion that I might meet someone, and all of a sudden they appeared. Mm-hmm. So I do feel that you've got to look at other ways of exploring, because for you, and I am going to say this, I have got that you have tried the whole online dating thing, and you've kind of gone, it's okay. But you haven't, there's nothing really floated your boat. And I actually would say that online dating, I think it's got worse over the years, not better. And I think for you, it's, no, I want to meet someone face to face. I want to feel that connection, you know, and I want to be jibing with that person, having a laugh. I do feel you've had lovely, intentional friends that have tried to match you with various people, but they've not read you that well, have they?
Nope, not even close. My best friend, she's married and has kids. I've known her since I was 14, and I'm 35. And she goes, you are the most pickiest person. And I said, I just know what the bleep I want. And she goes, you do. And even when I walk through the door, she'll say, I know you're going to like her. One of the very few people. But when she points it out, she goes, oh, but that person has a serious boyfriend. And I'm like, of course. That's another thing that I run into.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to do that healing now that's going to help you be more emotionally available, because when we open your heart chakra up, and you're probably sitting there going, I don't know what you're talking about, Caroline, because I've never done this before kind of thing, you might feel slightly different. But what that does is that opens up the energy inside of you, which will help you attract be more open to that person coming into your life, okay? So I'm going to ask the question, are you sitting comfortably?
Oh, I'm standing, but I'll sit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want you to close your eyes. Now, this might feel a little bit weird to you if this is the first time you've ever done this. And I'm just going to focus on your heart area, okay? I just want you to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And you may feel some warmth coming your way. Tell me if you feel anything.
Okay, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so it's just a gentle opening. So I'm just visualizing your heart chakra, which is basically just placed above your endocrine system on your heart. We're just asking me to open that up and shift that energy. So you might feel it all a bit weird inside there right now. There you go. Okay. So we've just opened up the airways for love to come into your life. How about that? You probably feel some gentle warmth now. You can tell me how you're feeling because I kind of feel this is your first experience. So I'm having really lots of fun doing this.
I feel somewhat light.
Yes.
Heat.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all the energy shifting. And if you feel some warmth in your heart area, just at your chest level, and it'll feel like cotton wool or fluff coming up your throat. Okay. You can laugh.
What's that?
I said you can laugh, and you just did. So, yeah.
Yeah.
The light. Yeah. So this is the lightness coming in. This is what we need, okay? This is about you having love and light. Now, it sounds cliche, I know, but this is about you being having the right energy to attract the person that you want and that you, I wouldn't say need because need is the wrong word, but you never get what you truly want. You get what you need from spirit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That some people may argue otherwise. I feel that sometimes if we have a need that fills, we get what we need, not what's best for us, rather than the other way around. But I want you to meet this person, and I don't think it's far away either, but I need you to go and do your foodie tours. I really think you'll enjoy them too.
And I love food. Everybody knows me as being a foodie too. Ladies,
yeah,
thank you very much for doing this. I want to leave a last comment. You know, I primarily read faces for the most part, and I have like a 65% accuracy, and then my secondary is voices. And just hearing your voices, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but I just hear somebody being a mentor, giving advice to someone in your personal life to a younger male that needs help. I don't know if that means anything, but... But that's
I know who that is.
My head, so something like that.
I'm pointing at Joni there. Joni's son.
Bless you. I have a total son will be 25 in November, and he's in a similar situation, but he's younger. He's not in his 30s, but he has what you have shared, Ray, is so similar to the heartfelt words that I have been hearing for a while now, and that I do believe that Spirit knows who is interested in having a relationship. And if a person is taking steps and believes that it's possible and that they really, like, let's say they have worked through, let's just say the person has severe personality disorders or they're abusive and whatever. Sometimes do not meet people because their hygiene is poor or they're help rejecting and they're really pushing them away. But we're not talking about you. It's Spirit knows who is interested and that this happens with the vision, with the belief. And we again, as the collective, we mentioned that. We talked about that before with someone else, that we're all together as one and we are all pieces of love. So if someone in our tapestry
which there are so many of us, right? Seen and all seen and unseen, part of this oneness, wants to move up higher on the level, wants love, wants relationship, connection. We're rooting for them. And so we hold that space for you. And you do your part. You let the rest go. And like we had shared before, the miracles, just believe in the miracles. I will also just add, and Caroline can go after that too, is that you can say to God, Spirit, Source, Creator, whatever, you could go, bring it on. Please bring me my beautiful match that I wish to marry and have children with, who is for my highest good and the highest good of all. Thank you. And then you let it go. And again, you take steps every day, be present-centered, let go of fear, and watch the miracles happen.
Yeah.
Caroline,
I had that message today because I went into 3D mode of human panicker. I had the message myself today is like, let go of the fear. Because it's when we release that fear, we actually then start to believe and then we start to create.
Right.
So, yeah. But our human emotion is fight or flight. So we go, and we freeze. And that's where it all goes horribly wrong. And I've been doing this for 6 years and I still have human emotions. That's all I'm going to say. Uh-huh. So, you know, and the thing is, but it's when we trust and believe and those things come in, it is almost miraculous, you know, for sure. So, yes, but you will be meeting that right person.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to do this and chat with me.
No, we've really appreciated the call, and you are more than welcome to keep in touch, and please do. And obviously shout us from the rooftops as well, and tell all your friends about us. You know, we're quite happy.
Well, I will do. Thank you, lady. You guys have a good day.
Good luck. Okay,
you
take care now. Bye-bye. Right, okay. Well, I actually extended the show, but what I have to say is we've got 3 callers left, and I'm kind of thinking it might be nice to get through them, if that makes sense, Joni. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, I am actually going to go to an old favorite, I've got to be honest, and you'll know who I mean when I say this. So I'm going to our next caller, which is 033. So 033. Oh. We've gone off air for some reason. Hang on a second. Let me just extend that share. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Who are you speaking to and where you're from? Sorry.
This is Vince calling from New York. How are you?
Hi, Vince. We're okay. How are you? So how can we help today?
Once again, I find myself in a real bad bind financially and job-wise because I had a job that was seasonal, and I had hoped it was going to go full-time. Unfortunately, it didn't, and I got laid off on the 13th, so I'm just really worried about finances and job and everything right now, so I'm just wondering what you see, like if there's going to be finding a job that I'm going to be able to keep that's the a good paying job that'll be able to pay all my bills, my car payment and everything. So what do you see of that?
Okay,
I
think we'll both do this one quite quickly. For some reason, I've got to sort out the show because I've extended it by 30 minutes and then removed the rest, so I didn't mean to do that. So I'm going to have to go and disappear to do that. However, what I'm going to say to you, Vince, is I do see another job in the offing. You did the right thing by taking this seasonal job because I kind of feel it cleared a lot of energy for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it did.
So I feel like even talking to you, you sound far more grounded than you ever have been.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I want to say to you is this, is within the next 2 weeks, another position is going to come in. Don't just take the first opportunity that comes. Be a bit more discerning about what you want, okay?
Okay.
I also feel that there is 2 jobs on their way. And I just kind of want to try and stop the cycle of this constant move. Do you see what I mean? So the seasonal job has done you a lot of good, and it's, you've learned what you actually enjoy. And it's also felt that you're not going to go back to what you were doing before. Does that make sense?
Right.
So what was the seasonal job you were actually doing?
I was working at a brewery in Sam Adams Brewery in Pennsylvania. And just doing general labor, you know, working in the production area,
right.
Doing cleaning, relief, break relief
so
operator and stuff.
Okay, so why was that different to what you've done before? I mean, I know you've worked previously in the canning factory and other things like that. Is this is because it's the cleaning? Because I really feel it suits you more.
Yeah, the cleaning is what I really want because I'm really good at it and everything, and it's